Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, February 14th. On summer nights, Earth faces the heart of the Milky Way galaxy. That part of the Milky Way features dense clouds of stars. Under dark skies, it's quite a sight. But during the long, cold nights of winter, we're facing the opposite direction, toward the galaxy's edge. So the Milky Way looks thin and faint, a bare ghost of its summer glory. No matter which direction you face, the hazy band of light, known as the Milky Way, represents the combined glow of millions of stars that outline the galaxy's disk. The disk is about 100,000 light-years wide, but only a few thousand light-years thick. It contains a few hundred billion stars. The center of the galaxy is densely packed, like the downtown of a major city, but its outskirts are like the suburbs. There are fewer stars, and they're more widely spread. And the closer to the galaxy's edge, the more thinly spread the stars become. The Milky Way doesn't end at the edge of the disk. The disk is surrounded by a halo of stars and dark matter. It extends hundreds of thousands of light years into space in every direction. But the halo is like the countryside, a few solitary residents spread far and wide. So nothing in the halo is visible without a good telescope, far outside the galaxy's disk. The Milky Way arcs high across the sky on February evenings. You need nice dark skies to see it, the thin but still beautiful glow of our home galaxy. We have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.